Hello, this is Auntie Bee's Knees with your business report for the week of December 29th. Forget about trying to shed a few pounds or signing up for a membership at the gym. This new year, put your money where your mouth is by making resolutions that confront overconsumption and corporate globalization. This week, Auntie Bee's Knees offers 10 handy resolution ideas to help you create a more environmentally friendly, socially just, and fiscally responsible 2004. Number 1. Choose fair trade, organic, shade-grown coffee. With recent plunges in commodity prices for coffee on the global market, 15 million small coffee growers and their families face overwhelming debt, loss of their land, and an end to their way of life. As dropping prices push small growers out of the market, more coffee is produced by giant agribusiness-style coffee plantations in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, where coffee pickers face substandard wages, dangerous working conditions, and an abuse of labor rights. To increase yields, these massive operations clear land for plantations of pesticide-laden sun-grown coffee, destroying forest and mountain ecosystems. While sustainable coffee alternatives exist, most chain coffee retailers haven't begun to offer them. Take a few minutes this new year to find out where fair trade, organic, and shade-grown coffees are available in your area. Write a letter to your favorite coffee dealer, urging them to provide a sustainable coffee alternative. Fair trade certification guarantees that coffee beans have come from producers who have been paid fairly and have agreed to promote sustainable production practices. Organic coffee has been grown without the use of harmful pesticides and chemicals that threaten the environment and the health of coffee workers. Shade-grown varieties preserve habitat for endangered species of birds and other animals. You don't have to give up your morning joe to confront capitalist exploitation. Instead, switch to a coffee variety that supports workers' rights and environmental justice. Number 2. Buy organic, locally produced food. North American agriculture policies overwhelmingly promote agribusiness-style farming operations at the expense of smaller, more sustainable family-owned farms. Giant commercial farming operations rely on biotechnology or on herbicides, pesticides, and other chemicals for producing high yields. The products from these operations are bought up by fast food retailers and food processing companies. Often, by the time a food product appears on our grocery store shelves or on a tray at the local Taco Bell, it has traveled thousands of miles and passed through dozens of processing and packaging stages. The costs of food processing, packaging, and transport mean higher prices for food at the grocery store and smaller returns for the farmers who actually grow our food. When you buy from local growers, you cut out the middlemen, keeping small farmers in business while reducing the energy and packaging costs associated with large-scale commercial production and shipping. When you choose organic products that have been grown and processed without harmful pesticides and chemicals, you help to promote environmentally sustainable farming practices at home and across borders. Number 3. Become a vegetarian. If mad cow's recent appearances in North America aren't enough to turn you off of a meat-based diet, consider the environmental and economic consequences of North America's meat industry. It takes an average of 2,500 gallons of water, a gallon of gasoline, and up to 15 pounds of grain to produce a single pound of meat. 70% of all grain produced in the U.S. is fed to livestock, while more than half of the water consumed in North America is used to irrigate land growing feed and fodder for livestock. Livestock production accounts for twice the amount of pollution in the U.S. as other industries. Meanwhile, 70% of the world's fisheries are overfished, and about 60 billion pounds of fish, sharks, and seabirds die each year from being accidentally caught up by wasteful fishing techniques. Heart disease and cancer, the leading causes of death in North America, are linked directly to a meat-based diet high in cholesterol, saturated fat, and animal protein. If you want to get healthy or lose some fat, you don't have to cut out carbs or pay for a gym membership. Instead, join more than 15 million North Americans in promoting a healthier life and a healthier planet by cutting meat out of your diet. If the prospect of a meat-free diet seems daunting, start by giving up meat for just 1 or 2 days a week, or by consuming only organic meat and dairy products. Number 4. Just say no to pesticides and household chemicals. The multinational pesticide and chemical industries are dominated by a handful of multi-billion dollar corporate interests. Pesticides, weed killers, and lawn care products don't only kill intended weeds and insects in your yard. They can also destroy beneficial insects and plants, poison pets or people, and pollute your drinking water. Similarly, harsh chemical cleansers and bleaches can pose a danger to pets and children in the home, while their entry into waterways via our sewage systems poses a threat to life outside. But the harsh chemicals in our lives don't just stop at the front porch or the kitchen door. Chemicals comprise 10% of what the average household consumer buys and uses every day in the form of food, clothing, footwear, health, and personal care products, pharmaceuticals, and home entertainment equipment. Read labels carefully and opt for products that use recycled natural materials. Save money on lawn care by dropping chemicals from the process. Consider skipping lawn care altogether by sporting a front or backyard patch of low-lying organic plants and wildflowers native to your region. Buy green household cleansers, detergents, and soaps. Number 5. Stop watching TV. Television programming is almost entirely funded by corporate advertising, paid for in the most part by profit-rich multinationals. As a result, commercial broadcasters are reluctant to air information that might conflict with the agenda of important advertisers, and viewers at home only get half a story. Talk shows and news programming on commercial television promote overconsumption by featuring consumer products and consumer values. Long-term exposure to television advertising can brainwash us into thinking that there's nothing wrong with the global economy, so long as we continue to eat fast food, drive cars, and purchase chemical-laden beauty products. Furthermore, television viewing is linked to overeating and obesity. Turn to your local independent community radio station or alternative news sites on the internet for information and opinions that confront capitalist hegemony. By turning off the TV, you also take a step towards Anti-Bee's Knees' next resolution suggestion, which is, number 6, reducing electricity consumption. Last summer's blackout across eastern central Canada and the United States revealed our dependence on a fragile and poorly maintained energy grid. As privatization turns control of our electricity supply over to profit-driven corporations from publicly owned utilities, the costs of electricity rise and the accountability to public interests falls. Nonetheless, our growing energy consumption makes us pawns to the machinery of corporate electricity production. Voice your displeasure with electricity privatization schemes by writing letters to government representatives in your area, and reduce your dependence on the power grid by curbing energy consumption at home. Replace standard light bulbs with low-energy compact fluorescents. Keep thermostats low in the winter and high in the summer. Turn off appliances when not in use. Simple steps like these will not only lower your electricity bills, but can prevent the emission of up to 6,000 pounds of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases each year. While you're at it, consider resolution number 7 and reduce water consumption. Of all our natural resources, water is the most essential to human, animal, and plant life. But our available supply of water is diminishing rapidly as industry, livestock, farming, and growing cities drain precious aquifers. Observers suggest that water will become increasingly commodified and privatized in coming years as these trends continue. Buck the trends by placing a brick in your toilet, installing an efficient showerhead or low-faucet aerator, insulating water pipes, keeping cold water in the fridge, and opting for showers instead of baths. If you have a lawn, postpone watering until absolutely necessary and use a sprinkler or hose that's close to the ground to prevent water from evaporating. Saving water also saves the energy needed to heat and distribute water, helping to lower electricity bills. Resolution number 8 is to reduce spending. Cutting spending not only throws a wrench into the machinery of consumer-based global capitalism, it also provides you with the extra resources needed to support progressive community-based projects and initiatives. So get serious about saving and start keeping track of where your money goes. If you're spending money at clubs and restaurants, make an effort to entertain at home once in a while. If your money goes toward expensive clothing, resolve to shop only at independent, secondhand, or vintage outlets. If movies are your passion, hold off seeing some of the latest features until they appear at your local repertory theater or independent video store. Curb spending on almost anything else under the sun by shopping secondhand or arranging swap meets in your community where people can exchange unwanted items for more useful objects. Budget your income and expenses in advance each month so that you can put some money into savings or ethical investments and some in a reserve fund for emergencies. If you have money left in this reserve fund at the end of the year, consider donating it to a charity or a progressive organization in your community, or using the money to buy ethical and environmentally friendly gifts for friends. Reduce spending and debt by cutting up credit cards. Once you stop paying interest on money you've already spent, you'll be amazed to find how quickly money can be saved. Number 9. Invest ethically. If you are among the lucky few with an excess income that allows you to invest, make sure that your investments operate in line with your worldview. Take a close look at the companies represented by any mutual funds you have invested in, and consider pulling out of funds that support the arms manufacturing, chemical, pharmaceutical, or mining industries. Take a similar look at the companies represented in pension funds or other investments, and raise any concerns with the institution managing these funds and investments. While you're at it, pull your money out of the bank and open an account with your local credit union or financial cooperative. Unlike profit-driven banking corporations, credit unions and cooperatives put profits back into the community by distributing benefits to the membership. Talk to your credit union or cooperative about switching your investments to ethical and environmental funds. Or consider investing in a community-based investment project or fund that uses your money to provide small loans to local, independent businesses. Number 10, support a new trade policy. One decade after the passage of NAFTA, free trade partners Canada, the U.S., and Mexico have witnessed job losses, the erosion of labor rights, the privatization of public services, the takeover of small, family-run businesses by multinational corporate giants, and corporate lawsuits waged against governments that try to implement environmental or protectionist legislation. Now the U.S. and Canada are trying to expand NAFTA's neoliberal free trade policies throughout the hemisphere by pursuing bilateral trade agreements with Latin American nations and by promoting a free trade area of the Americas. Use your vote and your voice to mark displeasure with neoliberal trade policies. Resolve to write letters to government representatives outlining your concerns with so-called free trade policies and encouraging the negotiation of policies that promote fair trade and human rights. Support electoral candidates who share your vision of a fair trade economy. And that's a wrap for this week's Anti-Bee's Knees report. Signing off, this is Anti-Bee's Knees reminding you to put your money where your mouth is in 2004.